Welcome to Discover Your Brilliance, the podcast that helps you unlock your potential and ignite the spark within. I'm your host, Matthew Greger, certified high-performance coach, author of Think Brilliance, and a passionate believer that curiosity and creativity can change everything. Let's find your shine and light up the world. Hey there. Quick question. Have you ever felt like there's something inside you just waiting to come alive? Like you've got more to give, more to explore, but you're not quite sure how to unlock it? Yeah, I get that. And that's exactly why I created this podcast. Welcome to Discover Your Brilliance. I'm Matthew Greger, your host, and I'm seriously glad you're here. This isn't just another personal growth podcast. This is where curiosity, creativity, connections, and real transformation meet. It's about helping you find what I call your brilliance, that light inside you that's ready to shine. So what does it mean to discover your brilliance? Good question. To me, it's unlocking your full potential and tapping into the part of you that's often overlooked or pushed aside. It's that moment when something clicks and you just know it. This is it. You just know it. This is it. This is why I'm here. This is what I'm here to do. That moment, that's what I'm here to help you find. And look, this show is for anyone who feels stuck, burnt out, or like they're capable of way more, but can't quite figure out how to tap into it. Whether you're a professional, a creative, a business owner, a leader, or just someone with big dreams, you're in the right place. So, why brilliance? Brilliance isn't just about being the smartest person in the room. It's not about perfection or pressure. Brilliance is about your unique mix of curiosity, creativity, confidence, and connection. It's what lights you up, and when you share it, it lights up others too. That's the reason I'm here. I want to help you discover your brilliance. But here's the thing. Brilliance doesn't just show up. You have to discover it. You have to build it. And you have to share it. Let me tell you a quick story. When I was a kid, my dad did something wild. After one too many rowdy afternoons with my brother and I, things got a little bit nutty. It was one of those days we just got home from school, like we normally do. We grabbed a snack, plopped down on the couch, and we turned the TV on. But this particular day, my brother and I were a little more rambunctious than we normally are. We were throwing some punches at each other, just on the arm, you know, to try to get a frogger up. Or we were also just arguing, plain out arguing about what to watch on TV, just doing that brotherly thing where you're just nagging on each other. Well, we got loud, and the next thing we knew, we heard my dad say, "Boys!" And we just stood there, kind of frozen for a minute. Then we looked at each other. And we snickered and we continued on our merry way. But what we didn't know is my father had snuck into the room and he was standing right behind us. And the next thing was a shock. He came around us. He went to the old black and white TV. And he shoved it on the floor. He killed the TV, literally. Boom! The screen popped, glass shattered, smoke rose. It was dramatic. At first, I thought he'd just taken away our fun. You know, you had that grumpy face on. But what he really did was give us a gift. Without the noise, my brother and I got curious. We got creative. I connected with family, friends, and neighbors. That moment sparked a lifelong journey that led to this podcast and to the book I wrote, Think Brilliance: How to Harness the Power of Curiosity and Creativity. In my book, I talk about the Think Brilliance framework. It's a five-part approach to unlocking your potential and bringing your ideas and your best self to life. Let me walk you through the five key elements. Number one, curiosity. This is where it all starts. Curiosity is your ability to ask, what if? It sparks those things. It's the spark. It's how you get out of autopilot and start engaging with life. It's not the negative what if. Ugh, what if this politician gets elected? What if this country falls apart? What if I can't do it? No, it's what if? What if this is possible? What if I create this? What if I can do it? You get curious. You get deeply curious. There's something that happens to us when we're kids. We're curious when we're growing up. We want to know. We want to learn. But then something happens and we squash that curiosity. We need to find it again. Number two in the framework is creativity. Once curiosity opens the door, creativity walks in. It's how you make connections, solve problems, and express your ideas. You come up with new ideas and new ways of doing things. When curiosity and creativity work together, they feed off of each other. As you become more creative, you become more curious. As you become more curious, you become more creative. The synergy happens. I call this the C-squared principle. They feed off of each other and just expand. The more curious, the more creative. The more curious, the more creative. It's amazing. Number three is divergence. Divergence is about thinking differently. Breaking out of the status quo. Divergence is where innovation lives. Divergence means coming up with a bunch of ideas without limitations. Those limitations could be you thinking it's not possible. Those limitations could be you thinking you can't afford it. Those limitations can be a number of things. But when you get into divergent thinking, you throw out the limitations. You just let your imagination go. And you think anything's possible. Therefore, those list of ideas have no constraints. So you just compound and compile those ideas. And once you've got a list of those ideas, you move into the fourth phase, which is exploration. You don't get clarity by standing still, by just having that list of ideas. Exploration means trying new things, testing new ideas, and embracing the unknown. You explore. You get curious. You get creative. You diverge. You explore. You get curious. You get creative. You explore. You diverge. It's just the cycle that keeps going and going and going. But there's one last step, and it's the magic of this framework. It's connections. Number five is connections. This is the multiplier. Brilliance shines brightest when it's shared. Through relationships, collaboration, and community, we amplify what's possible. When you connect with others, something amazing happens. They bring to what you're doing, to the situation, something you don't have. It could be another point of view. It could be a way of thinking. It could be their knowledge. They bring something you don't have. You bring something they don't have. And together, magic happens. In this podcast, we're going to dive into each of these areas with stories, strategies, and real-world applications that will help you discover, develop, and share your brilliance. So what will you get from this podcast? Every episode, you'll get a spark of inspiration, stories that make you think bigger. You'll get actionable insights, tools and ideas you can use right now, and most importantly, a real connection to others, a real connection with me, a real connection with others in the community. Together, we'll be on this journey with you. You'll also hear from incredible guests, leaders, creators, change makers who are unlocking and sharing their brilliance in bold ways. This podcast, it's not just a show. It's a movement, a ripple effect of possibility. So why am I doing this? Here's the truth. I believe brilliance changes lives. When you unlock what's inside you and share it, you light the way for others. You find your shine. That's right. You unlock the light inside of you. You unlock that light and you find your shine. That's why I do what I do. It's why I wrote Think Brilliance. It's why I coach professionals, entrepreneurs, and leaders who want to create meaningful impact in this world. I've seen what happens when people discover their brilliance, how they show up differently, how they lead, how they live. And that's what I want for you. This isn't just about me. It's about you. It's about your journey, your brilliance, and your potential to inspire greatness. As my mentor, Brendan Burchard, says in Motivation Manifesto, our striving for a better life, a better world, can leave others inspired if it comes from a genuine place of service. That's what this is all about. Elevating humanity by helping others see and activate their potential. Let me leave you with this. You're more capable than you think. Brilliance isn't something you wait to find. It's something you create. And maybe today is the day you begin. Maybe you start by asking a simple question. Wouldn't it be great if? Because that's where it starts, with one bold question, one small spark. Let's follow it together. Find your shine and light the world. Thank you for joining me on this first episode of Discover Your Brilliance. If you're ready to unlock your potential and inspire brilliance, be sure to subscribe, like, and tune in for future episodes. If you're ready to dive deeper, grab your copy of Think Brilliance or join us in our free Inspire Brilliance community. Just head over to my site at matthewgreger.com. That's MatthewGreger.com. And let's light up this year together. I'm Matthew Greger. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. Find your shine.